Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. This morning, I have on the phone with us Don Young, having served Alaska as U.S. representative for nearly 50 years. The Republican incumbent is running for another term in the U.S. House and joins us with our host, Joanna Urich, this morning. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Grady, and good morning, Congressman Young.
Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, good morning.
This is not the first time I've talked to you, Congressman. I remember way back when you got on an environmental issue affecting many, many villages, and that was dust from roads. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. The dust problem still exists, by the way. We made some progress, but it's still there.
I know. It's just that that's an aspect of you that many people might not know, that you were concerned about that issue and still are.
Yes, I am.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the other issues that people do know more about. Congressman Young, you have been here a long, long time representing Alaska. What do you think are the major challenges facing us now?
The major challenge the states have, of course, is the economy. That's nationwide and the state itself. You can't live off funny money. We have to get back to production. We have to get back to producing. We have to develop our resources. And that way we can take and afford those things like the Bethel Hospital and other things that serve people. But it can't be done with funny money. I say funny money. We were faced, the nation, is heavily being possibly inflation, which would be the cruelest of all taxes on everybody because it affects everyone.
Well, I'm always interested in people like you and many old-time Alaskans thinking the economy is always based on resources. I always wonder about that because it seems like many other parts of the world, the economy is based on making things from those resources. Why don't you think that works for Alaska?
Number one, we don't have the cheap energy, and that's one of my big drives. You look around the Bethel region, Yukon Delta, energy is still too expensive. Until you get cheaper energy, you can't make something from resources. One of my biggest challenges has always been we're a great resource state. But when we develop a resource, we usually ship it out in the raw. The only thing we haven't done that with recently is fish. Everything else goes out in the raw. So I'm saying, okay, let's develop the energy, and we have it here in Alaska, be it tidal, geothermal, oil, gas, hydro. We ought to be developing that so we have energy to add value to our resources.
Have faced Elise Galvin before as a challenger. Where do you think your major disagreements with her are?
Well, the main thing, my disagreement is not with my opponent. It's, well, who can serve the state? This is not about Don Young or my opponent. It's about the state and who can best be served. Remember, a congressman has the job of representing the people. And I've been very good at that. If you check my record, I've had about 89 laws passed and signed by presidents more than any other congressman. And I would say 90% of those are laws that affect people or communities in Alaska. And I'm very good at that. I hear their position. I try to figure out how we can do it, and we work together. You hear a congressman say, I'm going to do this, or a candidate say, I'm going to do that. They're not being straightforward because the job of a congressman is to speak for the people after he hears them.
Well, in your time in Congress, you've certainly seen politics change. It's certainly become much more divisive along party lines. I say that because I know that when Alaska began as a state, it wasn't Republican or Democrats. It was everybody working together. Have you seen that change in Congress over your period of time?
Oh, yes. It's changed dramatically. There are a lot of reasons for it. One is the national media constantly trying to cause a division instead of trying to solve a problem. I remember when I first went back, all the chairmen ran the Congress, and now the Speaker becomes the Speaker of the party. And that shouldn't be that way. The Speaker is supposed to be the Speaker of the House. And when I first was there for 22 years, actually for about 30 years, the chairman made the decisions on what bills came to the floor. The Speaker had nothing to do with it. So we were very bipartisan, and I've served under a lot of different chairmen. They always came to me and said, what do you need to make this bill workable for America? There was never a policy or philosophy. It was about solving a problem that existed. And it has changed dramatically. A lot of other things happen. We don't work like we used to work. It bothers me extremely. I usually go to work at 6 o'clock or 6:30 on Monday and leave at 3:30 on Thursday. That is not good. They all go back home, and nobody knows anybody. It's all been, you know, over the year creeping into it. And when we don't govern, then that means the president governs. And that's not the way we should be doing this.
Well, some of the people say that you are too closely aligned with our present president.
Well, now, who's someone, first, number one? And if you fall, I'm still representing the state of Alaska. That's what I do for Alaska, as I said before. And where I disagree with the president, I may disagree with him, I may agree with him, but that's not my job. My job is to be the congressman, not to be a dark barking dog at the, for the media.
And one of the big issues up here is health care. We have some of the most expensive health care in the country. What do you think needs to be done? Because one of the things that people are very concerned with is people who have conditions that pre-exist their, in their health.
No one's talking about taking away pre-existing conditions. That's been our platform all along. We passed Obamacare, and everybody said if you repeal Obamacare, you take away pre-existing conditions. That's not true because we're not going to repeal it. We're going to improve upon it where we can keep our private insurance, if you have private insurance. We'll be able to use our doctors that we were promised to, and then, by the way, we can't. We'll be able to take and like I say, keep our own insurance. So we have to improve on the Obamacare bill, but the idea that it's the salvation of everything, it's a one-payer system, which the socialists wish to have, the one-payer system. As far as health care, I you know, I happen to be a little more mature. I remember when Bethel didn't have health care. Now, you've got a great big hospital. You've got good people running it. You're serving the people. A lot of things have happened on the positive side since I've been congressman.
Yeah, but one of the things that other people say to me is that even though they may have health care that's funded partially by an employer, they can't afford it. It's gotten so expensive.
Well, now, how do you expect to lower the cost? We're far away. Everything in Alaska costs more. And there's no kidding about it. When you build a house in Bethel, for instance, it'll usually cost maybe $100,000 in Anchorage. It'll cost $400,000 in Bethel. Healthcare is expensive if you wish to have it. I don't know all the answers. Drugs are probably part of it. I do believe pharma's done a bad job, and they continue to sell different drugs, as you notice on television, and constantly ads for them. And I do think we have to look at it. But I do not support a federally controlled, federally run, federally providing healthcare system.
When you say that we need to do things to improve the economy, what things would you like to see done, and what are you working for now?
Well, again, I'm working for what people wish me to work for. It goes back to that trap, and you're in it yourself. You know, you're asking what I'm going to do. I'm suggesting respectfully that everybody knows where I'm coming from. Well, you have a resource available like the Donlin Mine should be developed. That happened. That belongs to the Chulista. I think the mines, we are a resource-oriented state. We always have been, always will be, and continue to be. What I'd like to see is added value because of cheap electricity. We would have the possibility of adding value to our resources. And, you know, we may be able to manufacture things if we get cheaper electricity. And that's the biggest job and biggest challenge we have. We have not had an energy policy in this state for the last 45 years. The state has not been aggressive in setting up a policy. What energy should we develop, where, and how do we distribute it? Until we do that, and I think my role is to make sure the permits are available so we can get these projects done so the people have a higher standard of living.
Well, there are some parts of Alaska that have been very aggressive on energy. I know that out in Kodiak, it's quite a good portion of their energy is now coming from resources right on the island.
Well, no, that's no. You're exactly right. They can produce. I put those windmills in, by the way, and the same thing in Kotzebue. But windmills won't solve it all. We have to have an abundance of cheap energy, not just a supply. It will take care of what's there now. The abundance has to come from hydro, geothermal, tidal, and all those things have to be considered. Until we get a battery, though, for wind and solar, a battery can store the electricity for a long period of time, it won't work.
Hmm. So do you see anybody inventing such a battery here in the state, or are we going to have to buy that, too?
Well, I don't know of anybody in the state's working on that. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. Probably it'll come from somebody like Elon Musk, Tesla, or somebody in another area. I tell all the young people who come to my office or go into college and become a physicist and turn and develop a battery. That's the key to renewable energy. And people, you know, they look at me, but that's where the answer is. I think you'll see that someday. I think you'll see probably a hydrogen battery or some other form of gas battery, but that's not up for me to decide. I just know the demand is there, so people are looking at it.
What single piece of legislation now going through the House that you think is the most important for Alaska?
Well, right now, there's not much going through the House. We put a good legislation this year. We passed, Save Our Seas Act is very important. That means we're trying to address the plastic problem. The Alaska Remote Generator Reliability Act, that's my act. That makes sure that the old generators don't have to be replaced. It cost a lot of money. Savannah's Law, with my bill, was passed in the Senate. The John Daniel Conservation Management Recreation Act is big. We've been working on a lot of things. We passed the Senate bill progressive for Indian Tribal Acts. We passed the amendments to the VAWA. I can go on down Water and Power Research Development Act, which is my bill. I've done a lot in this last 2 years, contrary to what some people are saying on television. And we're going to continue to do that. But I don't want to pick out a specific bill again because I'm representing what Alaskans want. It's not what I want. It's what Alaskans want, and that's what I've been so successful in.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman Young. We're almost out of time. Any final thoughts?
Oh, just, I've spent a lot of time in Bethel over the years and had a lot of some people working for me out of Bethel. And I, it's a great area. Chilista is supporting me. I hope people understand that the Yukon is on my home base. I know it's not that far down. We're way up in Fort Yukon. That's my home and life, but I live in the bush. I think I know what I'm doing. I've been here a while. And I'd like to say I speak for Alaska and as the congressman for Alaska. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Alaska, Congressman Don Young. That's Alaska U.S. Representative Don Young, the Republican incumbent, is running for another term in the U.S. House. On Tuesday, join us on Coffee at KYUK to hear from the candidate challenging Don Young's seat at the U.S. House, Elise Gavin. She's an independent who won the Democratic primary. I hope you'll join us.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Joanna. And the last thing I'll say to listeners is don't forget to pledge. It's time to pledge your support for all the fine programming you find here at KYUK. Give us a call, 543-3131. Alternatively, go to kyuk.org and click on the Donate Now button. And you can mail those donations in to P.O. Box 468 as well. Thank you, and don't forget to be awesome to each other.